And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, in studio this week alone as Brian Cleveland is out. And right now, the top 10 albums, and they all come from Earshot-Online.com. And Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at Earshot-Online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more at that website. And some of the stuff that's up there right now is Little Miss Higgins and the Winnipeg Five, David Blake, Moby, Bear Mountain, Slow Leaves. So those are some of the reviews that you can check out on the website as well. You can check out the national top 50 of where we get that. That is where the top 20 comes from, and that's how we do the show every week. So big thanks to all the stations that are reporting as well. And if you want to find us online, a few ways to do it. You can email us at earshot20@gmail.com. Our Facebook is facebook.com/earshot20, and our handle on Twitter at earshot20. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that, and we did it in the first hour of the program for Floodland. So if you want to get in contact with us, we'll do a feature, we will give you an interview, plus we'll spin some of your latest work and chat about what you're up to. So please get in touch with us. This hour of the program, the top 10 is on the way for you, plus Stephen Karlick will join us again, and we have the lowdown, just a little snap of what the what's debuting below the top 20. But you won't hear from them, but you may hear from them in the upcoming weeks, just depending on how they move around on the charts. And we're going to kick things off now with your number 10. And in at number 10, down from number 5 last week, is Ought. And from the album More Than Any Other Day, you're going to hear a song called Today, More Than Any Other Day. There you have it. And coming in after that, you will hear from Bri Webb. And this is the only debut in the top 20 this week. And it is Bri Webb, or Brian Webb, a Canadian singer-songwriter best known as the lead vocalist for the indie rock band Constantines. It's his second album, titled Free Will, and is a follow-up to his 2011 release, Provider. We'll hear a song called Someplace I'm Supposed to Be. And following that, Chromeo at number 8 this week, down from number 7 the week before their album White Women. And you're going to hear a song called Fall Back to You. Right now, here is Today, More Than Any Other Day from Ought. It's your number 10 this week. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
I got a dollar, says he'll be my man. If you forget the fear, you might lose your hand. But there's a part of our love that I don't understand. You find my name when your order's up. You weren't asking for a sign. You found a little money and said I can afford the time. You know the cost of providence is hard currency. But there's some place I'm supposed to be. Got a job so we could make some plans. But the time and the money just keep changing hands. Now there's a part of our love that I don't understand. I'm gonna talk about it so our love is known. Serious world where all the money goes. The cost of providence is hard currency. And there's someplace I'm supposed to be. I don't belong to you, you don't belong to me. But there's some place I'm supposed to be.
Shot 20. Number 8.
Let's find the feeling once again. Cause maybe you and I just can't be friends. Oh yeah. Let's ride the freeway till the end. When loving is so good you can't pretend. I know I left you hanging, but I'm right. Every single thing I gotta do to fall to you.
That was Chromeo, Fall Back to You, in at number 8 this week on the charts. And before that, number 9 was Bri Webb and Someplace I'm Supposed to Be. And to start the set off, at number 10 was Ought. And today, more than any other day. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edman. Brian Cleveland is out this week, so flying solo and getting the countdown to you. And we do this every week, so if you're not familiar with the show, it's counting down the top 20 albums charting from earshot-online.com. If you are familiar with the show, thanks very much for tuning in and keeping it locked here as we continue to bring you the countdown every week, along with interviews and much, much more. And you can be part of this anytime. You can get in contact with us. We'd love to hear from you and possibly feature a guest on the show. If you're a longtime listener, you want to be involved, maybe we can slot you in with a little stinger or something of the sort during the program. Maybe have you introduce one of the songs that are on the charts. That'd be really cool, actually. So hopefully if you are a longtime listener and you want to be involved like that, reach out to us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. We're going to keep the countdown rolling, and coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear again from Stephen Karlik. He's got a little bit more for Entertainment News, plus his Song Pick of the Week, and you're not going to be disappointed with that. It's some new stuff from Caribou. Good stuff indeed. But first, a couple more to bring you. In at number 7 this week, up from number 12 the week before, Cousins, and the album is The Halls of Wick Wire. You're going to hear a song called Phone. After that, in at number 6, The Black Keys, up from number 9, so jumping 3 spots, and I wager that they're going to make some quick moves up the charts even higher. Their album, Turn Blue, and you're going to hear a song called Fever. Right now, Phone, Cousins. It is number 7 on the charts this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
That was Black Keys in at number 6 this week with Fever. And then before that, we had Cousins in at number 7 this week, up from 12 the week before, and a song called Phone. It is the Earshot 20 and counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, now into the top 10, if you can believe that. And back on the line with Stephen Karlick. Of course, I'm flying solo, but it's great to have you to be able to join me and break up some of the monotony of doing the show all by myself, all by my lonesome.
Just to pass the time.
So we'll kick things off in this hour, in this segment, with some news about Pop Montreal.
Yeah, so some festival news again as the summer is winding up. This one's happening in the fall. Pop Montreal is, of course, Montreal's biggest, longest sort of festival showcase. It runs throughout the city in various venues. It's, of course, coming again this September. It'll be running from September 17th through the 21st and boasts quite an excellent lineup. They just announced sort of an initial lineup announcement, including Panda Bear from Animal Collective, Donnie and Joe Emerson, Ronettes legend Ronnie Spector, Mark Kozelek's Sun Kill Moon Project, and Twin Shadow. So lots of cool stuff, including actually singer-songwriter Sheryl Crow. So that's kind of an interesting little addition. Lots of other ones, including Alden Penner, Cymbal Z Guitars, Mozart's Sister, Mutual Benefit, Ott, P.S. I Love You, Timber Tambor, Tops, Trust, Ty Siegel, Why, The Wooden Sky, The Rural Alberta Advantage. So tons of cool stuff for fans of that kind of music. The festival will also welcome Steve Albini, who will be presenting both a recording workshop and a cooking workshop for the Pop Symposium part of the festival. Of course, many more will be announced. But for now, that's kind of a pretty great lineup already.
Music and cooking, it sounds like they sound like they go hand in hand. So nothing could go wrong there.
There you go.
And Modest Mouse is announcing a Canadian tour.
Yes, they are, which is very exciting because Modest Mouse especially have been in the headlines on and off for hinting about an album coming up but never quite coming through. This isn't album release news by any stretch of the mind, but the fact that they're going on tour suggests that they've probably got new music to show us. It's unclear where they're at in the recording process, but they will hit Canadian cities this summer starting in July. They'll be in Calgary on July 22nd before heading through Edmonton, Regina, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, London, Toronto, and Montreal. Unfortunately, they're not making it out to the East Coast, nor did they start in the West in Vancouver or Victoria, which is sort of odd, but maybe there are more to come. Very big news, though. It does suggest that there should be some new music on the way, so I guess we'll sit tight.
So something to look forward to with this group, for sure. And we'll move on now to a review that you're going to tell us about, and this is F'd Up.
Yes, I guess I want to talk about this new album. It's out now. It's by Toronto hardcore troupe F'd Up. Their new album is called Glass Boys. It's quite a departure from their 2011 album David Comes to Life, in that it's much, much shorter. At only 10 songs, it's F'd Up's most concise album to date, and perhaps their hardest in a while, as well as there are fewer guests this time around and more of lead singer Damian Abraham screaming. The album deals with new themes for the band, including being punk musicians and how to function now as successful as they are. It also talks about the idea of surviving in an industry and sort of making peace with the fact that there's a middle ground where art and commerce meet. So they're tackling some pretty weighty themes here, and the music itself is very weighty. So lots to dig into here. You should hear this album. It's out now via Arts and Crafts Records.
Yeah, check it out for sure. All right, Stephen, we'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Yes, at the start of the program, I was talking about the new Caribou album, which is due for October 7th. That is too long to wait, if you ask me, but for now, you can hear the first single from it. It's called Can't Do Without You. It's absolutely incredible. I can't stop listening to it, and you're going to hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Can't do without, 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 can't Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Bad Bad Not Good, Ice Cube, Chromeo, Toon Yards, Owen Pallett, and our annual Summer Music Festival Guide. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Storms breaking light. Curtains Thank you.
That was Triangle from Bad Bad Not Good, holding steady at number 4 this week. Is that a great group? And in before that, you heard Curtains by Timber Tambor, and at 5, up from number 6 last week. So they're making a bit of movement on the charts, a little up, a little down. And in before that was Stephen Karlik's Song Pick of the Week, Can't Do It Without You, Caribou. And great track there. Thanks very much to Stephen again for joining us on the program this week. Always good to hear from him. I'm going to take a quick break from the countdown now and let you know some of the albums that are making an appearance on the charts below the top 20. We call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Airshot 20.
In at number 48 is the newest release from rock and roll piano player David Vess. The Maple Blues Award winner's fifth release, titled Roadhouse Revelation, was released in 2014 by Cordova Bay Entertainment Group. Toronto's Dearly Beloved comes in at number 47 with their latest release, Enduro. The four-piece rock and roll garage punk group released Enduro on May 13th on E1 Music. It's the band's fourth LP since their first release in 2006. Jen Gorman is a singer-songwriter hailing from Toronto and has dropped her self-released debut EP. Big Surf was out in April this year and features four power pop anthems that touch on subjects of alcoholism, young love, and others. The album comes in at number 41 this week. In at 39, Everybody Robots is a solo album from the Blur and Gorillaz frontman Damon Albarn that features guest spots from Brian Eno, Natasha Khan, and others, released on Parlophone. Electropop Danish singer Karen Marie Orsted released her debut album on RCA titled No Mythologies to Follow, and that comes in at number 38. Jumping to number 34, Sylvanesso drops their self-titled debut electronic dream pop album from Amelia Meath, Mountain Man, and Nick Sanborn of Megafun. Connor Oberst released Upside Down Mountain, which is the sixth solo album from the folk rock star, produced by Jonathan Wilson, and this time without the Mystic Valley Band. It comes in at number 33. Steve Strongman is a Canadian blues guitarist, singer, and songwriter originally from Kitchener, Ontario, and recently released Let Me Prove It to You through Indie Record Label, and it enters at 32. Southside is the latest collection from Minneapolis independent hip-hop duo, rapper Slug, and DJ producer Ant. The release comes in at 30 this week. Effed Up is in at number 29 this week with the fourth LP from the acclaimed Toronto hardcore punk sextet. And rounding it out, Nova Scotia Canadian hard rock band The Trues have released their fifth album, self-titled, which comes in at number 27. That's a lowdown, a look at some of the albums debuting below the top 20, and very likely that we could see some of them creep up into the top 20 in the coming weeks. Going to keep the countdown going. Only three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to start that off with Pink Mountaintops. They are in the charts this week and just holding steady in the charts. They've been in here for a few weeks in a row, and at number 3 this week, Pink Mountaintops, you're going to hear a song called Sell Your Soul. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
I wanna feel your eyes like my heart.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 2. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Thank you. instead of raising hell. I've got lots of living memories at home on ice. Yeah, I'll pick something nice. A frozen paradise. Perfect looking humanoids were all that remains. Identically insane.
Frozen Paradise. Chad Van Galen spending another week at number one on the charts. And before that, you heard from Mac DeMarco and Let My Baby Stay off his album Solid Days. He's in at number two, holding steady. And before that, kicking off that set of three, Sell Your Soul, Pink Mountaintops, in at number three, sitting steady at number three. And in fact, our one, two, three, and four all steady for the second week in a row. So pretty interesting to see that happen. Brian and I talk about it a lot, where we don't see a lot of albums sitting for a long period of time, unless it's at a number one spot. There seems to be a lot of movement within those first few. However, we've been seeing a lot of steady pace when it comes to the albums getting up to the top of the charts. But of course, some to watch for. Chromeo, we've got Licky Lee coming onto the charts, Owen Pallett, and lots more. So who knows what could happen to even the Black Keys. Nobody knows until the charts come out, and that's why we bring you this show every week. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, normally joined by Brian Cleveland, but he is out this week, so flying solo, and that is the countdown complete. A little bit about the Earshot 20. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for carrying this program. You can also find the show a couple other ways, radio4all.net. That's radio number 4all.net. You might be downloading the program there, or you may be podcasting this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in, and we hope you'll join us next week for a brand new countdown. Stick around, because there's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.